Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The Duck River is getting new protections. The area has more biodiversity than any river in North America. Pollution threats have been a concern in recent years. State officials and Governor Bill Lee have taken action to safeguard it. Last week, Tennessee lawmakers passed a bill to prevent landfills from being built within 2 miles of the Duck and its tributaries, like the Buffalo and Piney Rivers. Hickman County resident Doug Jones lives on the river. He founded a conservancy group to coordinate advocacy.
Tree huggers were farmers, were hunters, were landowners. Everybody just wants the best for the river.
Jones identifies as a conservative. He says protecting natural resources should be nonpartisan. WPLN's Caroline Eggers will have more about those protections at WPLN.org if you want to hear the whole story. The Trump administration is being sued over illegally stockpiling confidential voter data. Some of that includes information on Tennesseans after Tennessee, along with 11 other states, voluntarily handed over the information to the Department of Justice. Today, opponents filed a lawsuit against the DOJ, saying the federal government is usurping state authority. In Nashville, recycling trucks will haul off your old cardboard, cans and plastic bottles, jugs and jars. Metro convenience centers will take everything from dead batteries to old motor oil. But what about packing foam? Starting this Earth Day, the city has a place to take your polystyrene foam, aka styrofoam. Mayor Freddie O'Connell is set to cut the ribbon and put the first piece in the new foam recycling system. That's at the East Convenience Center off Trinity Lane. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.